The 1985 album, Hounds of Love. Before that, we had the Beach Boys, a double shot of the Beach Boys with Surfing Safari and Surfing USA, actually from an album that DJ Grandma bought when we lived in East Grinstead in the south of England. It was one of those where you went to the store, and if you bought one, you got the other. It was two greatest hits records, and it's the woman with the bikini on the front facing the other way, you know?
I remember, but you remember more than I do, Gunther.
Yeah,
in.
and it was very similar to the Beatles' Best Of. Remember the Beatles had the Best Of albums where they had the double blue album and the double red album. And the double red album was the old stuff, you know, the I Want to Hold Your Hand and Love Me Do. And then the blue album was all the Long and Winding Road and Let It Be. And it was the same thing with the Beach Boys. The red one was all the old stuff, which is the one I brought, which has, you know, Little Deuce Coop and all that kind of stuff. And then the red one was a little later with Pet Sounds and, God Only Knows and all those songs. So anyway, the blue one, him. And then we kicked things off. Oh, before that we had Richard by Billy Bragg on the 30th anniversary reissue vinyl of Life's a Riot with Spy vs. Spy. And I'm going to play a little more of that later. So it's a really cool album. I got it for Record Store Day a few years ago. It's an orange vinyl. And on the A side is the original album as it came out 30 years ago. And on the B side is him playing it just a few years ago, 30 years later, and at live. And so the first side is called Then, and the other side is called Now. And we're going to hear another track from the live, more updated version, The Now, later on in the show. And then we kick things off with one of my favorites, Running Up That Hill, A Deal with God by Kate Bush from Hounds of Love, 1985, made famous again with teenagers all over the world with Stranger Things, including my daughters who love it, especially Adame, DJ Adame loves that song. And we've been listening to that a lot this week because Stranger Things came out again. So I've got DJ Grandma. Excuse me. I've got burping here.
I have something to say.
Oh, go for it.
Valerie just texted to say, my family is here and my daughter says you're a natural. And Mary said she is. And I said, oh, my goodness.
They're probably talking about me.
No, they're definitely talking about me.
A natural woman.
A natural
woman. You make me feel... should we get back to some music? Well, thank you very much, Valerie, for the shout-outs to everyone here in the studio, particular DJ Grandma, who's taken over the turntables here in the on the ones and twos. I really like to listen to the Beach Boys, so I'm going to play a couple more. Toodles.
Well, since you put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I commit late at night.
Love, hate, and fail, but this race is fun.
precious like a republic and free would you do the lascivious bulls? We all know you're soft cause we've all seen you dancing. We all know you're hard cause we've all seen you drinking from noon until noon again. Shop. Comic celebrity takes a back seat as a cigarette catches and sets off the smoke alarm. What do you make of the cool set in London? You're constantly updating your hit parade of your 10 biggest wives. She's away.
And we're back. That was Booker T and the MGs with Green Onions off the Green Onions album, the first track on the self-titled album. And I got that. It was a new print, so the record itself is the vinyl is green. It's green vinyl. So we've had a couple of our colors today. We've had bright yellow, which was Boy Genius. We had an orange one, which was Billy Bragg, and then we had green there for Green Onions. Before that, we had Boy with the Arab Strap. That one went out to DJ Original Brewer. Bell and Sebastian, one of her favorites there. The album Tidal is the track there. Sorry, I'm getting distracted by cars going by. And then we had Hounds of Love. Oh, did I miss? I didn't put a lot of songs in there. My bad. There was Help Me Rhonda and California Girls by the Beach Boys to start things off there. Yeah, you're listening to ES Beats on RadioValencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission. Wherever you're tuning in from, thank you so much for joining us. I don't know if you're still listening in the car, DJ Sully and Ryan, but thank you so much if you are, and wherever you are, thank you so much. So for those of you that have listened to ES Beats for a while, we have a recurring feature we used to do quite a bit, and we haven't had it in a while. So I thought I would do it for you today, and thank you. Thankfully, our man on the street in Yorkshire has sent us an event. So please, everyone, I need you to get your pen and paper out there. Valerie, Mary, everyone out there in El Dorado Hills and wherever you are, please stop what you're doing and get your pen and paper out, because this is the event you don't want to miss, and you've got time to make it because it's December 10th. So you've got a few days. This is Kelham Makes Festive Bauble Calligraphy. You go to the Kelham Island Museum in Sheffield in South Yorkshire on December 10th at 6 p.m. You can even see if friends are going if you go to the app on Eventbrite. And it's 30 quid. That's all it is, 30 pounds. And wait till you hear what you get for that. So what to expect. Join us for a festive evening of creativity at our Bauble Calligraphy Workshop with Sithi Povey. Learn the art of modern calligraphy in a warm, welcome setting as you personalize beautiful ceramic baubles with elegant lettering. Using a brush pen, this beginner-friendly workshop will include templates and guidance to create bespoke decorations. Over mince pies, hot refreshments, and a festive playlist, you'll have the opportunity to design at least two baubles. Wow. Two! Making the perfect gift or adding a unique touch to your own tree. Whether you're a seasoned crafter or trying something new, you'll leave with skills to cherish and keepsakes to treasure. Come and get into the Christmas spirit with ink, inspiration, and a touch of sparkle. Sithi Povey is a calligrapher and the owner of Design by Amara, which is a wedding stationery business creating luxury invitations and signage. She's been practicing calligraphy for over 7 years and has created many hand-lettered personalized gifts such as poems, quotes, bridesmaids' gifts, and wedding vows. Please read the cancellation policy before booking. They're unable to give refunds or ticket transfers with less than 7 days' notice before the session takes place. So you've got 11 days to get to South Yorkshire and design your own baubles.
Do you take your own baubles with you?
It's all included. For £30, you get a lot, including the mince pies. And it's funny because our man on the street, Forzy Tigers, sent me that. And Sarah Runs in Circles responded with, I don't know, this actually looks appealing. So they might be doing it.
Oh, gosh.
But if that's not your cup of tea, I've got something else for you. Also, this is in Wakefield, so a little closer to home for us, for the family there. 60 Northgate, Wakefield, Magdalens. You've been called to church. Sister Act Bottomless Brunch. A bottomless brunch for £40 per person, 2 hours, unlimited selected drinks, and selection of grazers. It's basically bottomless brunch, and everyone dresses as nuns. So for 40 quid, you should
very
go do
tasteful.
That. Brilliant. You listen to ES Beats. Here in San Francisco on another cold day. It's been cold the last few days. We've got DJ Grandma and DJ Grandpa in the house helping me spin the tunes. It's been all vinyl today, all records from my own personal collection, beginning with artists, beginning with the letter B. This is part two. We'll be back hopefully next week with C, the letter C, because I can know my alphabet. It's like Sesame Street here. And so let's get back to some music, shall we? What do I have next for you? Ooh, this is a good one.
Toodles.
I wanted to say that.
I've been waiting all show to play this. Are you ready?
Do I like it?
I hope so. Oh. It's David Bowie.
Oh, well, depends what it is.
Toodles.
Toodles.
visitor, a sweet-talking maid blocking games. Oh, and she's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. If she says she can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen that your laughter is sucked in the brain. Now she's leading him on, and you lay him right down. Yes, she's leading him on, and you lay him right down. And it could have been me, yes, it could have been me. Why didn't I say, why didn't I say? Now, now, she's a whistling in her side and her side. In her mouth, oh, the bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh, but I could do better than that. So I lay down a while and I gaze at my hotel wall. So I throw both his bags down the hall, and I'm phoning a cab, 'cause my stomach feels small. There's a taste in my mouth, and it don't taste at all. It could have been me, oh yeah, it could have been me. Why didn't I say, why didn't I say? No, 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 she's so swifty in her side and her bad. In her frock, oh, the bibbidi-bobbidi hat. Oh, kind of like a two-bed.
Guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, but then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Like some cat from Japan, he could lick 'em by smiling. He could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man. Well hung, snow white tan. So where were the spiders while the fly tried to break our bones? Played for time, jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the Nats with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar.
Out of bounds to my mother, my my dog and clowns. But the film is a sad thing more, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know who's in the best selling show. This alive on.
That was the David Bowie block. Did you enjoy it?
I loved it.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Especially the last one.
Those albums, the two albums are fantastic. It was two from Hunky Dory, the book ended, and then in the middle we had two from The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars. So we kick things off there with Queen Bitch of Hunky Dory. I love that song. Really punk. And then we had Ziggy Stardust. From The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars, followed immediately by Suffragette City, which is another great rocker. And then we close things out with one of my favorite songs of all time, Life on Mars. Mm-hmm. You've been listening to Ears Beats, and it's been really fun putting this show together for you. Like I said, New Year's resolution on my birthday in October was to try and do vinyl for a year without playing anything from the computer. Well, so far, so good. It's a little challenging, but it's a lot of fun, and we have enough vinyl, thankfully, I think, to make it happen. It's going to be interesting. We're just doing letter by letter, but we've got some of the letters. There's going to be at least 3 weeks. I mean, when we get to S's, it's going to be crazy. And then, obviously, I have a whole collection of movie soundtracks, and that'll be at least 3 weeks because I have so much. I have so many soundtracks from films on vinyl, which is, it's kind of a weird obsession of mine. I think I probably have the largest that anyone I know of soundtracks on vinyl. I mean, everything from Spy Who Loved Me and For Your Eyes Only on vinyl.
I can believe it.
To Where Eagles Dare and disco versions of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you've been listening to ES Beats. This was brought to you by the letter B, part two, where DJ Grandma and DJ Grandpa were here in the studio with us, which is fantastic to have you here, usually listening in a home with the dogs. And I've been waiting for two shows to play this. It's a long block. It's about 22 minutes long. I hope you enjoy it. I know I do. And we'll play one more song after that. We'll come back and say hi, and we'll play one last song to see you all off. But this next is my favorite side B of any album ever made. And we're going to play the whole thing for you right now. Toodles.
Toodles.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's alright. We'll be right back.
moment you break down. I never give you my number, I only give you my situation. And in the middle of investigation, I break down.
she never stops. She's a go-getter. Takes him out to look at the queen. Only place that he's ever been. Always shouts out something obscene. Such a dirty old man. Dirty old man.
When you see Polythene Pine, she's so good looking, but she looks like a man. When you should see her in black, dressed in a Polythene black, yes, you should see Polythene Pine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get a dose of it, a gentle kill. She's killer dealer when she's dead to the ill. She's the kind of a girl that makes a use of the will. Yes, you can say she was attractively built.
Away to get back home, sleep lullaby.
Track, you know, and here it is.
Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I want to tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine, oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to leave you with one final... Well, we're going to leave you with one final track because I've got guest DJs in the studio with me today. You've been listening to ES Beats live here on RadioValencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission on a very cold and a little blustery, a little windy at times, day here in San Francisco, the last Saturday in November before we get to December. And my goodness, yeah, November 29th, 2025 is almost in the books. It has been quite a year. DJ Grandma and DJ Grandpa, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you. It's been absolutely wonderful. Thank you. And it flew by because you play such good music, you see.
Thanks.
As always, Richard, first class.
Thank
absolutely
you.
First class.
Thank you. That was
we
a lot of fun.
I love you.
I love you too. That was a lot of fun. We're going to leave you with one last song here. One of my favorites. It's an oldie, but it's recorded more recently. I was alluding to it earlier. It's Billy Bragg, but this is live. Let me, 1 second, bear with me. Talk amongst yourselves.
What can I say? Toodles, early.
Of course you can.
You can say it,
of course you can.
Grandpa.
Toodles.
Toodles, everyone. This was recorded live at the Union Chapel in London, June 5th, 2013. It's Billy Bragg, everyone, a New England. And we'll see you next week. Toodles.